We have special guests coming in studio joining us today. Bella Victor. Hi, Bella. How you doing?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning. Bella, you are an educational consultant with the World Hope Center. And the reason we're talking about the World Hope Center this morning is it works to connect churches and individuals with resources that help in Christian living and spiritual development. And you teach God's Word with the World Hope Center.
Yes, yes. I've been very passionate to teach God's Word, because I feel the transforming power is in His Word.
Well, wonderful. How long have you been teaching at the World Hope Center?
We started this probably about 10 years back.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I try to start off every interview with this. How you doing this morning?
I'm well.
You're doing well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
It's wonderful to have you on this morning. So you've been with the World Hope Center for how long now, Bella?
We've been part of it for about 10 years.
10 years?
Mm-hmm.
So how'd you get connected with something like this?
Well, this is something that we had been very passionate about. It started off as an educational center, mainly to educate children in God's Word and also to teach them the fundamentals of schooling. So we started off as a homeschooling family, and we have educated about five of my children. And I have five children.
You have five children. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Three of which are here in studio joining
yes.
us, by the way. Hey, guys, how you doing? You can't see them, but they're all waving. Five children. Wow, big
yes,
family.
Yes.
So you've homeschooled all your children?
All of them. Three are in college now, and I have two in high school.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, you have been, for the past 10 years, teaching God's Word, and you have co-developed a verse-by-verse Bible study program called the Grace School, and that's leading participants in an inductive study through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that program, about this Grace School.
Well, I think it all started with, I was a host of a national-level competition. It's called the Bible Bee. And we emphasized the need for memorizing the scriptures and doing an in-depth word-for-word study, verse-by-verse study of the Bible. And I found the transforming power of God's Word. And, you know, the Bible says that how can a young man keep himself pure by hiding his word in the heart? So we found that it's not only at the concept level, but also when you go word-for-word, and the Word comes alive, the Word of God quickeneth our spirit. And that comes through taking a deliberate effort and a diligent effort to do this on a regular basis. And that's when, you know, I felt the need for doing in a systematic way to study the scriptures. And actually, we partnered with another organization to go through a few books of the Bible. I think I have for 1st, 2nd Peter and the 1 to John. And all the Gospels. So it's for people to use. I think it comes under the banner of the Grace School. And anybody who's interested can call or text me at 215-760-0650.
Brave putting your number out there, by the way. Saying.
You know, but I think that is so interesting, Bella. And Bella is my friend. Let me just go ahead and put that out there. I just love Bella. And just so very grateful to God for the introduction. But I was talking to another friend probably yesterday on the very topic that you're talking about right now. You know, we were talking about the fact that we are a three-part being. We are a body, a soul, and a spirit. Mm-hmm. But in the soul, where it is comprised of the mind, the emotions, and the will. And we were talking about, you know, well, can people be perfect? And this particular friend was talking about the fact that we have, that we have no sin nature, or that the sin nature is not that big of a deal, and that we can just, you know, just be perfect in the Lord. And so then we started talking about the fact that the process is you have to become transformed by the renewing of your mind, and the way your mind becomes transformed is by the reading of God's Word, and then somehow the Holy Spirit connects with the Word of God that is within you, that gives you the power to live out the desires of Christ. And so I love the fact that your organization, I'm assuming, kind of teaches people how to hide the Word of God in you and then how the Spirit of God now uses that.
Well said, Kathy. In fact, the spirit, soul, and body is one of my pet subjects.
I love that.
And I think once you understand the truth that man is a tripart being, it's very transforming and it's very liberating, because the renewal that happens when a person is born again, it happens in your spirit. Okay. So when I'm born again, the next day I go and stand in front of the mirror, I'm just the same person. You know, if I'm overweight, I'm overweight. Or if I'm thin, I'm thin. My hair is still gray. But nothing of me, the physical part of me, has not changed after I'm born again. And let's say if I'm an angry person or I'm addicted to certain things, I don't see the change in myself the next day. And then you kind of question, what is this? Am I not supposed to be transformed when I believe in Jesus? Why do I not see a change in myself? And like you said, that change happens only in the soul realm, which is the mind, emotion, and the will. And that comes from, as in Romans it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that renewal of the mind happens only through God's word. Only through God's word.
And I think that is so profound. Mm. I mean,
hallelujah.
And it is, right? I wanted to say hallelujah.
I'm jumping with joy over here. I'm sitting in a chair, but I'm jumping with joy.
I'm jumping with joy because that is so true, because we have so many people out there, whether you are saved or not saved, and there's so much hopelessness. Mm. And especially as a Christian, you know, there's so much failure in our Christian walk. Mm. You know, many people, they experience so much failure. Mm. And then they're like, and then we either say one or two things. Well, you know what? I'm just so bad that God can't save me, or I'm so bad I just can't be used by God. Or on the other end, we say, well, you know what? I'm just human. You know, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, you just do your best. You just come to church, check off your little boxes. But, you know, but I love what you're saying, because that really gives hope when you begin to understand that, as you said, you're looking in that mirror, you know, and if I'm addicted to porn I'm addicted to porn today. You know, if I was a glutton yesterday, I'm a glutton today. If I had anger issues yesterday, I have anger issues today. Where is the hope? And the hope is, as you're saying, and one of the things your organization does is teaching people how to hide the Word of God in them.
Exactly. Because man is also an emotional being. So when you don't see a change, you begin to react and you get depressed. Why is this faith not bringing about the change which I'm promised? And that's when the will of man comes in. That you decide that you are going to invest yourself, because God is spirit. The transformation has happened in your spirit at the time of your renewal, which God said is born again. When he was talking to Nicodemus, he used the word born again, because that's a new birth. And when you purpose in your heart that you will commit yourself to reading his word, and slowly you inch your forward, salvation, born again experience, just an entry point to experience a new birth. And sanctification is a lifelong process till we see him face to face.
I feel encouraged.
Of course. Well, we need encouragement.
Yeah, I feel encouraged. And I know that there are so many others out there that are feeling encouraged as well from that, right? Because with all this foolishness and chaos that's all around us, I mean, we need some hope. And the only real hope is in Christ, right? That sustaining kind of hope. And, you know, and no matter what the issues that you may be contending with, I love this organization. Now, this is a part of what part of your organization?
The Grace School.
The Grace School. And they can get in touch with you how?
Right now, they can email me at bellapvictor@gmail.com.
Say that one more time.
Bella, B-E-L-L-A, the letter P, Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, at
Bella
Gmail.
Bella P. Victor at gmail.com. Now, Bella, I want to ask a little bit, we're getting close to a break here, but and we may have to go into the next break with this, but I want to ask you, though, how did you meet the Lord?
Well, I was born in a Christian home, meaning you are taught to go to church, and I think around 13, we had a vacation Bible school, and my dad said one of his friends was teaching. So when I went there, that's when I really encountered God, where I felt the need that it is not by good works or being brought up in a strict Christian home that would not give me an entry to go to heaven. That I really need to come into a personal relationship with God. I think that's where Christianity is very different from any other religion that man has instituted over a period of time. That you have a chance to have a relationship with God, just like, you know, I have with my family. You can do that with God. And then you, and that opens an entryway to the kingdom of God. All the privileges, all the spiritual benefits, the angels assisting you, you know, being surrounded by the cloud of witnesses and walking beside God and the Holy Spirit convicting you or encouraging you. All those spiritual benefits are at your disposal once you made the decision.
And of course, all those benefits you're drawing off of quotes from Scripture there, talking about all those benefits. Yes. We've got to head to a break. We're speaking with Bella P. Victor, who's an educational consultant with the World Hope Center, who has co-developed a verse-by-verse Bible study program called the Grace School. You also run another school. We're going to talk about that at the other. You are very busy. We're going to talk about that at the other side of this break. Don't go away. You're listening to It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL with Mike Levins, Kathy Barnett, and joining us as special guest, Bella P. Victor. We will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked out our podcasts on our WFYL homepage? Did you know you could stream us anytime, night or day, 24/7 at 1180WFYL.com? If you like what you hear on WFYL, please email us at info@1180WFYL.com to let us know.
The Pocket Testament League presents Pocket Power. Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. There's no easier way to share your faith than by giving someone a free gift, the Word of God in a compact, pocket-sized gospel.
I'm going back to nursing school in the fall, and I'm almost out of gospels. I've gotten out of the habit of giving them out. Time to get back to sowing God's seed. Thanks so much for what you do.
This is Mike Brickley, president of the Pocket Testament League. League members have found that any place is a good place to share a pocket gospel with someone they meet. Join us, and you'll always be ready. Is there anything more important?
I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I'll be giving the Gospels to dock workers who load and unload my truck, as well as to other drivers and truck stop employees, too.
What are you waiting for? Read, carry, and share the Gospel every day. For more information, call 1-800-636-8785 or visit pocketpower.org. That's pocketpower.org.
Coming up on the next Parenting Today's Teens with Mark Gregston.
Kids shut down when they don't feel like someone's listening to them. They shut down when they feel like someone doesn't care. And it puts parents in a real predicament because we think that it's the kids that are doing that. But I really believe this is where we are provoking them at times.
Just a sample of what you'll hear when you join us for Parenting Today's Teens with Mark Gregston.
As stated by Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Without God, liberty will not last. A quote from Thomas Jefferson.
Homeschooling has come into public light and discourse of recent because of numerous things happening in headlines. Welcome to the program. Mike Levins here. Kathy Barnett is as well with us. Our special guest, Bella Victor, who is an educational consultant with the World Hope Center, which works to connect churches and individuals with resources that help in Christian living and spiritual development. Passionate about teaching God's Word, co-developed a verse-by-verse Bible study program called the Grace School, which leads participants in an inductive study through the Bible. You also run the Gamaliel School, which organizes classes and consultation for home educating families. With an educational background in psychology and business, your experience home educating your five children over the last 20 years, you speak to the needs of families and their schooling, and we have three of your children here right now. We have one who's joining us on the mic. Rachel, how you doing this morning?
Good. Good to be here.
Good to be here. Now, the other two that you're not hearing, and they're sitting in the side of the studio, we invited them to come over. We would have said, just crowd the mic, you guys.
But, and I thought it was so interesting because they both said, oh, no, Rachel will speak for us. So they're just sitting on the wall, smiling, beautiful.
We have Sarah, Hannah, and Rachel. Rachel, you are the designated speaker for the children of Bella this morning. So how do you feel about that?
Oh, I am honored and hope I'll be able to represent you guys well.
Well, we're talking about homeschooling. Now, Kathy, you want to take this one away here.
What,
so.
Michael? You don't feel like you're an expert in this particular topic?
I was public schooled.
I was public schooled. Yes, I'm a professor in a public, in my prior life, I was a professor of economics in a public university. So I was all about public school. And then all of a sudden, I moved to the Philadelphia area, and my children were in the school system for about a total of 2 months. And I had to pull them out. But I absolutely had no idea what to do because it was never on my radar or one of my life goals to homeschool. I'm actually one of those parents that looked forward to that little yellow bus pulling off with my children in it. And then all of a sudden, it was just right in front of me. I could hear the Spirit of God so clearly say, pull your kids out. They were teaching homosexuality to my kindergartner. They were teaching, I talked to my son's teacher, and my son in third grade, and the teacher said, well, one of my goals is to teach the kids that there's life after divorce. And I'm looking at him like, really? This isn't AA. What do you need to teach my kid? There's life after divorce. What happened to just sticking to reading, writing, and arithmetic? But when you start looking at the culture, you realize they have something else in mind when they say they want to educate your children. And so, Bella, I so could have used you when I first started, because one of the services you provide is being able to walk a parent through step by step if they want to engage in other options for educating their children. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, 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 because I've been in this for about 20 years, and just like you felt the Spirit of God tugging your heart to say, you know, educate your children in a different way, that's my road too. In fact, when I was much in prayer, the words that God direct gave us was from Colossians 2:8, where he says, do not see that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human traditions and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. So we've thought, the verse says, you know, pull the children out of the regular system and educate them on the principles of Christ. And the three R's are important, reading, writing, and arithmetic. But also homeschooling gives a kind of flexibility which the regular school would not give. And also it gives an environment where the vision and the purpose that you have set for your children, it's easy to accomplish. But much more than that is, when you interact with your child on a one-on-one basis, you begin to see the calling that God has placed on each one of the children. It is so different, and it is so hard to put them all in one group just for the sake of reading, writing, and arithmetic, and miss out, what are you doing all this for? Because if you cannot narrow down, all this is for something else, then you'd lose the purpose of education. Education has to be tied down for the overall purpose, the calling that God has placed on your life. And of course, when I started, I was clueless, you know, but God led me one step at a time. And in fact, right now I have with me my older daughter, and she was actually a pioneer in the homeschooling, because she came up to find the need for advanced placement, you know, the AP courses. Mm-hmm. And I think probably we were the first family to get approval for doing the AP courses at home. And okay. I think we ended up doing for about 10 to 13 AP courses we got approved at home. And when I say calling, right, at the time of taking the SAT test, which is probably the most important decision-making factor, right, she got a near-perfect score in her SAT.
Wow.
That's when I realized, oh my God, Lord, you have given me children who have a different calling from which I originally started for homeschooling. And she got into Cornell, you know, the top school, you know, one of the top schools in the U.S. And soon followed my second daughter, she got into UPenn, you know, another Ivy League college. And that's when I began to see that when you commit yourself to fulfilling God's plan,
yes,
in your life, He comes alongside. And then actually I have Rachel, she's doing neuroscience and she loves to do film. And the one other important facet of homeschooling, which I saw is, right, you can, you know, the education, like I said, to find the calling that God has placed, but also to integrate them into the society. It is not education for education's sake alone. You know, education is enticing, but also to be able to integrate. I think that's what your radio station is also doing, you know, mm-hmm. to work for a bigger cause for the society. Like one of it is pro-life. One of it is making movies that are good, gives good value for entertainment.
So. Yeah, and so now we have Rachel's perspective. Let's get you in here before
we got about 2 minutes. And Rachel, I've been seeing you nodding your head and shaking along here. What do you have to say here now, being the spokesperson for the children of being homeschooled?
All the children in the U.S.
All the children in the U.S. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I think when my mom started homeschooling, she got a little bit of flack from different people, kind of worried about how educationally rigorous homeschooling could be, especially coming from an Indian family. You know, education is so important. And I think one thing that my mom has kept in mind is just being careful that we have a Christian background, that our Christian worldview affects the way we look at all our subjects, but that we also realize that education is important. Like, God has given us a mind for a reason, and training to think through a logical perspective as well as a biblical perspective. And I think that's an advantage we have as homeschoolers, because we have the ability to go in depth into subjects. If we have trouble with something, we were able to take longer with it and go more in depth into it. If there was something that interested us, for example, with me, it was film during high school, I was able to go more in depth and learn more about it. And I think it's something that really enabled us to broaden our understanding of concepts and also realize that education wasn't limited to just a textbook. You know, you could learn at any time. We would go to the library all the time and pick up books and study. And that was definitely a benefit of homeschooling. And we were blessed to have my mom as an educator to give us that.
So you are a supporter of homeschooling.
Oh, definitely.
You're a supporter of homeschooling.
Yeah.
Right from someone who's been homeschooled, your mom. Your mom here, Bella Victor, who homeschooled you. No pressure, right? No, but... You are spokesperson for the whole United States.
A wonderful spokesperson.
You're very, very well for the whole United States. Now, you're very well spoken, and believe spoken from the heart. You were not along with a lot of things you're talking about there beforehand. We were just talking with Bella Victor. Bella, one more time, that contact info if someone wants to get in touch with you.
It's BellaP.com. BellaPVictor.com.
BellaPVictor.com.
Dot com.
Yes, so let me say that again. Bella, P as in Peter, Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, @gmail.com.
Yes. Also the worldhopecenter.com.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom, shining light throughout the tri-state area. Singing freedom, shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station.
WFYL. Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Strong storm slam into the Mid-Atlantic.
The wind was just like out of control.
She felt it in Philadelphia. The wind flipped over a parked car in New Jersey and it cut off power for thousands of customers, especially in Connecticut, bringing down power lines and trees.
As soon as I stepped into the living room, the whole house caved in.
He survived a tree crushing his house. A power outage stopped some Amtrak trains in the Northeast. One got stuck for nearly 5 hours.
Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter. There are roadblocks around two towns in upstate New York, with hundreds of officers combing the woods 20 miles west of a prison where two inmates escaped 2.5 weeks ago.
We had a good, solid, confirmed sighting south of this location. There have been no other sightings. We just have no indication that they've left this area.
That's Franklin County, New York Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill. Fox News, we report. You decide.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
His travels were exceeded only by Lewis and Clark. He led expeditions up the Missouri River, discovered the South Pass through the Rockies, and the first land route to California. He led settlers across the Santa Fe Trail, the Mojave Desert, and up the Oregon coast. His name was Jedediah Smith, born this day, June 24, 1798. In a letter to his brother, Jedediah Smith wrote, "Many hostile Indians inhabit this space. In August, 10 men with me lost their lives by the Amuchabas Indians. I have need of your prayers to bear me up before the throne of grace."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Florence Chadwick was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. Now, she would swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. The year was 1952. The day was dense with fog. The cold water was numbing. Florence could hardly see. She could hear rifles shooting at sharks nearby. After more than 15 hours, it all became too much. Her trainer urged her on, but with no land in sight, her will was gone. Florence quit swimming. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. That day, Florence Chadwick gave up 1/2 mile from her goal. When you're ready to quit, keep on swimming. The fog will lift, and you'll see how close you are in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Walk to work, walk the dog, have the dog walk you, take a hike, take a bike, skate, dance, hop, jump, do the Humpty Hump, skip seconds, skip dessert, skip, skip, skip to my loo, don't skip breakfast, drink H2O, lower your sodium, raise the roof, shake your booty, stock up on vegetables, and don't forget to eat them. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Well, welcome to It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL. Mike Levins, Kathy Barnett, and we have another wonderful woman joining us this morning, Annie Miller-Benn. And we're going to be talking about an issue that many people, unfortunately, are talked about or touched by today, and that is breast cancer. You live in East Norton with your husband, Don, who is here. He's right outside the studio. We invited him to join us, but he says, I'll sit. So he's outside the studio. But you're the mother of two grown daughters, and in 2012, she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. You underwent 6 months of chemotherapy and radiation, and in December of 2012, you underwent a double mastectomy. And since that time, you've undergone a number of reconstructive procedures, with still more to come. And you are a proud survivor, member of a cancer support group, and most important, is an active volunteer in the Montgomery County chapter of the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That's based in Bluebell. And you also serve as a committee member in charge of fundraising sponsorship. And you're joining us on the air today. How you doing this morning,
Annie? Doing wonderful. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. It's
you
great to
have you.
Have
a beautiful voice for radio, doesn't she?
Thank
she does.
You. I have a little cold today, but I'll get through it.
Oh, if this is what you sound like with the cold, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful delight to have you on the air.
Yes,
this
it is.
What is Making Strides Against Breast Cancer?
Well, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer is a division of the American Cancer Society. While all cancers are handled with the American Cancer Society, this is the only one that they specific unit for breast cancer. And that's what our Making Strides is all about. Okay? It's dedicated to the fight to end breast cancer. We have 300 Making Strides chapters across the United States that are just like ours in Montgomery County, and they're here to raise funds for a lot of different programs, breast cancer research programs and services, to provide free comprehensive support for those who need it and who are touched by breast cancer whenever and wherever they need it. It's just as important, maybe even more important, that we're here to help people to take the steps they need to reduce their risk of breast cancer before it starts, when it's most treatable.
Now, you were diagnosed in 2012 with stage 3 breast cancer. What was running through your mind when that happened?
Well, my daughter got married in March of that year. And in June of that year, I was diagnosed. I felt a lump and went to the doctor. And what was most amazing to me is I got my yearly mammograms. I did self-exams. It had just come out of nowhere. And so we took steps and we did what we had to do. Obviously, people think it's devastating, and we all do. However, there is 35% better. I'm sorry. There is since 1989, we have saved 35% more people than we've ever saved before with breast cancer. We're making huge strides, which is part of the reason why Making Strides Against Breast Cancer is not just a theme for our walk, but our theme for our life.
Yeah, exactly. I love how you you provided us with some information, and it's really interesting. I just wanted to say it here that, you know, you said breast cancer, it is one of those things that does not discriminate based on race or religion or political views. It is an equal opportunity killer.
It absolutely is. Unfortunately, there is no specific lines where some other diseases are specific to race or to different parts of the country. This is an international fight.
And it's an equal opportunity killer.
It is.
That's amazing.
I mean, I hate to get into numbers, but in 2015, there were more than 231,000 women in the United States that are expected to get breast cancer. And more than 40,000 of us are expected to die. Even though we've made amazing strides, it's still the number two killer in women in the world.
My soon-to-be mother-in-law was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she is a breast cancer survivor. It touches every one of us.
Every one of us. And if it's not the actual cancer patient, it's the families. It's the caregivers. It is amazing to me how little information is out there for the caregivers. But the American Cancer Society, on their website, has information, has support groups for the caregivers, one-on-one reach for recovery for the actual patient. If you are diagnosed with any type of cancer, you can call the American Cancer Society. They will match you up with someone that is in the exact or similar or has been in the similar situation as you to help you get through it. And again, that's not just breast cancer. That's all cancers. We're the only group that does them all. There are a lot of other breast cancer support groups out there, but the American Cancer Society does all cancers. But this specific, Making Strides, is our breast cancer-based initiative.
Okay. Well, most people know you from your annual walk. When is your next one?
Well, this will be our third annual walk, and it's going to be October 24th. And it's at the Norristown High School is where we start. We walk through the farm park. It's open to children, adults. We do events for the kids. We have fun things to do for them. We have a survivor's walk. We have all kinds of activities. And it'll be kicking off at 8:30 a.m. is when registration opens. And then the walk starts at 9. And the walk starts at 10. And we have all kinds of activities between 9 and 10. And then it ends at 11. There's all kinds of things for people to do. There'll be speakers. There'll be a warm-up person from one of our local fitness centers. That's all in the works. Last year, we had almost 1,000 people come to our little walk because Montgomery County is so big. I mean, the Philly walk gets tens and thousands of people, but the Montgomery County walk is building, and we need our friends and neighbors to come out and volunteer and help and do whatever they can and be a part of this community for us.
You know, Annie, I want to ask you, what was it like going through, because a lot of people, they may know someone who's gone through, they're listening, and maybe they haven't gone through it themselves. What was it like going through having breast cancer?
Well, initially it's shock for everyone. Why me? Is it really me? But then you need to focus on whatever I, at least for myself, whatever I have to do to get through this. I have children. I want to see my grandchildren. The doctors today do amazing things. They all work together. And in almost every area, you know, except a few, all the hospitals have protocols, and the oncologists and the radio-oncologists, they can all do it. And they actually, most of them are on the same page when it comes to what your protocol is and how they're going to treat you. I actually did my chemotherapy at Abington Memorial Hospital, which is right here in Montgomery County. And then when it came time for my radiation, the brand new Einstein Montgomery had opened, and it was only 2 miles from my home. So I transferred there to have all of my radiation done, because radiation is a daily thing. And you either need to do it for 5, 6, or more weeks, depending upon what type of breast cancer you have. And so I did it there, and I could just drive up there for 2 miles. Both hospitals were amazing to me, and they're both right here in our county, which is great.
That's wonderful. You know, you said earlier that one of the things Making Strides is here to do, that is to help people take the steps they need to reduce their risk. What are some of the ways you can reduce your risk of breast cancer? Can you talk to that?
Well, no one is exactly sure, but please get your yearly mammograms. If you can't afford them, call the American Cancer Society. They are free. There's a lot of places that offer free mammograms. It's so, so important for women. Number two, foods, diet, exercise. There are so many different ways that you can limit your risk. But know that there are people to help you if you do get it, and which is not what any of us want.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, you have two great events coming up long before October. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, the first one is our kickoff breakfast, and that's going to be held August 19th right here in Montgomery County at the Cedarbrook Country Club. It's a free breakfast, and we offer it. This is sort of our 6 weeks before our big annual walk to kick off and make people aware and what's going on. And this is the perfect opportunity for representatives from the faith-based, business, fraternal, and civic groups and neighbors from all over Montgomery County's 50 townships and boroughs to come together for a free, informative breakfast and learn how you can be part of the cure. It's also a great time for local businesses to find out how they can get on board as a sponsor. And we have a variety of affordable levels. It's a win-win situation for all.
And they need to RSVP by when?
They need to RSVP by August 5th, excuse me. And they can RSVP to Montgomery County, PA Strides, at cancer.org, or by calling 610-921-2329, extension 3022.
I don't know what you're sorry for, but it's wonderful just to have you on this morning.
I'm sorry, I just mixed up the
I do it all the time. Mike Levins, Kathy Barnett, and our special guest, Annie Miller Ben, looking at that here on the paper. Wonderful to have you with us this morning. We've got to head to a break. We're going to talk about more. There's more events that are happening.
There are
around
a few more
well.
Events, yes.
We're going to talk about those as well here with the American Cancer Society, the Montgomery County chapter, joining us talking about breast cancer and how that could touch every one of our lives. Again, my soon-to-be mother-in-law, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and is a breast cancer survivor, so this touches each and every one of us. And the statistics are frightening, but that's what we're talking about this morning. We'll be back on the other side of the break right after this.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter.
For more tax-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Our daily lives are a series of choices. Each day, we choose how we will spend our time, our treasure, and our talents. Rather than spending, wouldn't it be better to invest our time, talents, and resources?
These choices will never earn our way into heaven, but our day-to-day choices can have a significant and long-lasting impact on our lives, our families, our churches, and the advancement of His kingdom. I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. It is our company goal to serve others by using our gifts and talents every day to help you be a wise steward of God's provision.
If you need discernment with your retirement and inheritance planning, call MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999 on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.
The American Republic will endure until the day Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with the public's money. Author unknown.
School property taxes are out of sight and going up almost every year. Even if you've paid off your mortgage, you haven't paid off the state of Pennsylvania. If you lose your job, you could lose your home too. But there is hope on the horizon. Harrisburg is considering a bill which will eliminate property taxes for school funding. It replaces it with a broad-based small increase in income taxes and sales taxes. This makes all Pennsylvanians responsible for school funding, not just property owners. Please join us at Montgomery County Community College in Pottstown on Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. for a town hall meeting to discuss how we can fully fund our schools without taxing people out of their homes. Town Hall Meeting, Montgomery County Community College in Pottstown on Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. Admission is free.
A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government. Taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4th, 1801.
We are talking about one of the biggest issues, one of the biggest health issues in our nation right now, it's breast cancer. We have a breast cancer survivor who is on the air with us, Annie Miller-Benn. You were diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer in 2012. You underwent 6 months of chemotherapy and radiation, and in December of 2012 underwent a double mastectomy. And since that time, you've undergone a number of reconstructive procedures with still more to come. And you're a survivor. You're a survivor of breast cancer. And it's wonderful to have you in the studio to be able to talk about this. Number to call if you have a question. We'll take your calls if you have a question for Annie. It's 610-539-TALK. 610-539-TALK. And we actually have Faith, who has called in, who's got a question for you, Annie. Faith, you there this morning?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I don't want to offend anyone, but here is a whole different approach. When my daughter was in college, she did a research paper about the link between abortion and breast cancer. Do you have any comments about that?
I am really not qualified to talk about whether there actually is or is not a different a link between the two of them. That's something that the American Cancer Society may or may not be able to share with you. I don't work specifically for the American Cancer Society. I'm a volunteer So that's really something that I don't have any knowledge of. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and yet, Faith, thank you so much for your call. And that is a very appropriate question, not so much for Annie, because she is here just representing a particular chapter as a volunteer. However, it is one of those questions that is the big elephant in the room, because like your daughter, like you, there is a tremendous amount of research that shows there is a very high link between abortions and breast cancer, abortions and various types of cancer, like ovarian, but also breast cancer. So I tend to believe that there is a strong link between the two.
I'm so glad that you welcome that question. And also, I so appreciate your early morning interview.
With Bella Victor?
For sure, yes.
Yes, you need to get in touch with her, as well as Annie, and volunteer and come on out so we can all meet up.
Thank you.
Faith, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Well, you know, that's a link that we haven't had drawn before.
Oh, but it has been made.
It has been drawn before, but it's a new perspective for myself, because you're thinking we're just talking about breast cancer here. But and I probably should have clarified that you're a volunteer for the American Cancer Society. Well, tell me, you know, why the American Cancer Society? Why not? There are tons of nonprofits out there. I know American Cancer Society is the biggest, but there are tons of nonprofits. I'm sure there are even local nonprofits. Why in particular?
Well, I'll tell you. There are a lot of nonprofits that some are actually not nonprofit when it comes to breast cancer. And I just wanted to be sure that where I was putting in my time and passion and energy was going to go locally, number one, which is part of the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Montgomery County. And number two, I felt as though this was a really, being the biggest, and even though they handle all cancers, which I kind of liked also, because I didn't want to limit myself to just helping with breast cancer. American Cancer Society is the primary relay for life. That's where they raise money for all cancers. And then this is literally the only offshoot that the American Cancer Society does for one specific type of cancer. And it affects women. And I wanted to do that. And when I knew that there was a local Montgomery County office in Bluebell, that's what drew me to that. Also, there are never any registration fees to join any of our walks or events. Okay, there might be a fee for what the cost is, as with the bowling event we're going to talk about. But a lot of the other walks, annual walks and event, there's a registration fee, $35, $40, $25, whatever it is. The American Cancer Society really believes in everyone and inclusion. And there is no fee to register. We would really like the teams register on our website, and then they do their own fundraising. And we can help with that, with tips and information and easy little ways that they can fundraise to bring money into us. Because that is the ultimate goal, is fundraising. It's not just about people getting together, although that's a huge part of it, community. But the ultimate goal is to raise money to stamp out this disease and find a cure.
Yes. Now talk to us about your second event. You've already talked to us about one event that is coming up, which is your breakfast, which is a kickoff breakfast to all of the other activity that's going to be coming along. But then you have one, and I love the name of it.
This is my personal favorite, okay? I took this challenge on myself, and it's our first annual, and we hope continuing, Bowling for Boobs event.
Bowling
for boobs, okay? It's not offensive. It can be for anyone. All you bowlers out there, the bowling leagues, we would love to have your teams come and sign up. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have fun. We're going to have games. It's going to be Saturday, September the 12th at Fasenda Whitaker Lanes. It includes dinner, soft drinks, bowling, shoes for 3 hours. And there is a registration fee because it's food and everything else. And you can get information about all of this and sign up a team and then encourage your friends to join you at tinyurl.com/bowlingforboobs. You got that? tinyurl.com/bowling4boobs. And that's just a way for us to all get together. Let's fill that Fasenda Whitaker Lanes, and it's a large bowling alley, as you know, in here in Montgomery County. and it'll be so much fun. And it's hosted by the Montgomery County chapter of Making Strides of the American Cancer Society.
And now we've given out a lot of contact information for a variety of different events that you guys have going on, which is also exciting to see an organization that has all of these events, a lot of life, a lot of activity and energy. But I think a central place, in case you guys weren't able to write that down, I think it's going to be posted on our website.
That's going to be posted at 1180wfyl.com. Annie, you're quite the spokesperson.
Thank you. You are.
You really are. And you've been with, and I don't think I asked this before, how long have you been with you've been volunteering with the American Cancer Society now?
Since I started to get better, which is, I was a volunteer for the very first walk.
Hmm.
Just a volunteer, not with the committee, but just the day of the walk, I was a volunteer. And then, since then, so it's been probably, this will be my third event, too, for them in terms of the walk. And the walk is our big event, okay? So let me reiterate that. The walk is going to be October 24th, starts out at the Norristown Area High School. Please go online to the websites, join up, form a team. We'll help you with all that. Your friends can then go on and join a team. If they choose to give us a donation, that's wonderful. We have tips on how you can be a team leader, how you can do it all, and the kickoff breakfast is going to help you to learn all that as well. But we don't want people to wait till the breakfast. Just go on, pick a name, sign up. You do not have to give money initially. You actually do not have to give money at all, although that's what the whole point of the walk is.
Support those, your family members, your neighbors, who have to battle with this terrible disease. Annie Miller-Benn, who's been joining us on the air, thank you so much for joining us this morning. One more time, the contact info for your first event and the URL.
Okay, for the first event, which is going to be our kickoff breakfast, is going to be, I'm sorry, let me find it right here for you. Here it is. It's Montgomery County, PA Strides at cancer.org or 610-921-2329, extension 3022.
All right, well, you've been listening to It's a New Day with Mike Levins, Kathy Barnett. Remember, whatever headlines or issues we talk about, Jesus Christ is Lord. We'll see you tomorrow, 7 to 9.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.